إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن ولا تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, in my view, technology today has made it very easy to understand the concepts of the Akhirah. If you look at technology, what we use on a daily basis, let me give you a few examples. There is whatever, take this phone for example. Now, there is a visible aspect to this and there is a hidden aspect to this. So for example, I'm using a recording program to record this Fajr reminder. So there is a visible aspect, which is there are some commands I can give here. I have a play command, I have a record command, I have a pause command, then there is a delete command, and there is an accept command. So these are the commands that I can give to this phone. But these commands, they work or they do not work based on a program which the creator of this particular recording software has written. So based on that program, these commands work. If that program is corrupted, which happens sometimes, then I can give the command here, but nothing will happen. Or I might give a command, accept, and it might delete everything. Right? So there is a hidden aspect. Now that program I cannot see. There's no way that I can see that program. Even if I see the program, I won't understand what the program is. This program is written in binary code, so you'll have lines of code written on it. Makes no sense to me. But the one who wrote the program understands what he wrote. Now take it from the side of the programmer himself. The programmer wants to create a user interface, which is what I am seeing here. He has created a user interface where there is there is a line which goes, which shows me the volume of recording, highs and lows and so on. It's showing me a time there. The recording has a number which later on I can change, and I can put a title and so on and so forth. But if you actually see the programmer working, he's working on his code sheet, none of this will be visible there. There's no line there, there's no date there, none of this is this user interface which he is creating on his programming sheet is not visible on the programming sheet. So from both sides, from the user side as well as the programmer side, there is a visible side to something and then there is a invisible side to something. Now for this program to do what it is supposed to do, both of these have to work properly, right? The program has to be functioning correctly. So the code must be right and the code must be tested and so on and so on, and then the thing must function. And then I must know how to use it. I mean, these are fairly simple things to use because, I mean, you are really reading. But I am saying that I must know what button to press and so on and so on. And like if you have a slightly more complex thing, even in these phones, there is something for which you have to do what is called a long press. So instead of just tapping, you keep your finger there for a couple of seconds and then a new menu pops up. Now this you have to know. The long press is not written anywhere that you have to do a long press. You are supposed to know. Either you read up the manual somewhere or somebody tells you and so on. That's how you know. So there is a slightly more complex way or little more complexity to making it function. So there is a hidden part to the whole thing, and then there is a visible part, which is you should know what commands to use and what commands to do and how to do them. Now there is a third part to this which is also hidden and which is so obvious that we completely take it for granted, and that is the battery power, right? That is so obvious that I don't think if you go to any class I have not actually checked this out, but I think it might be worth somebody checking it out. I can probably guarantee you and say that if you go to the manual for this phone, right, this is a, what is this, this is an S7 Edge Samsung Galaxy, right? So if you go to this phone or go to any phone, go to your latest iPhone or whatever, and look at the, read the manual from top to bottom, I'm probably right if I can absolutely bet you to say that nowhere will it say, right, that make sure that the battery of the phone is charged. Except maybe right on the first page, you know, setting up the phone, there it might say, make sure the battery, but other than the setup page, I don't think there's anywhere in the manual where it will say, make sure your battery is charged. Now, that's not because charging the battery is not important. It's because charging the battery is so important, so completely and totally important that you absolutely, there is no need to say it. I mean, this is something which is so obvious that there is absolutely no need to say it. Now, the point I'm making here is that the way to understand things, to understand the akhirah is very easy with technology, because here we have a system which we understand, all of the, we understand the battery must be charged. Nobody has to tell us that, right? If somebody says that, you will say, you think I'm stupid. Suppose, seriously, ask somebody, is your phone battery charged? You will say, what kind of thing? You think I'm stupid? We ask the man, did you pray? Did you do your salah today? Did you charge your battery? You think I'm stupid? I mean, we should be able to say that, right? If somebody says, did you pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid? You should actually be able to turn around and say, do you think I'm stupid? I mean, why would I not pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid? Are you mad? What kind of a question is that? Really, I'm saying that with our technology, if somebody asks us that, you will actually answer this. But because the issue is, we don't understand how this dunya works. Dunya works exactly the same way. The technology did not create the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and the technology. Right? So, what is one aspect? Which is the charging of the batteries. Which is the salah, which is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Nobody has to tell me that I need to charge this phone from time to time. Nobody is so stupid to say, I bought the phone once, I charged it once, after that I don't have to charge it again for the rest of my life. I really hope they invent a battery like that, it will be really nice. But till now nobody has managed to do that, right? But the point is that the issue is that nobody has to tell us that this thing needs to be charged, and it needs to be charged regularly, and it needs to be charged periodically. It's not something which you charge once in a lifetime and it is done for life. No, it will be a dead phone after that. If the charge is gone, then it's a dead phone. And what's the good of a dead phone? I mean, I don't know. You can throw it at somebody's head or something. Other than that, it has no use, right? Second aspect of it which I mentioned was the issue of the program behind the user interface in the front of it. As I mentioned here, there is no rocket science. You don't need to be a great scientist or a technologist to understand this, that there is a program running behind and based on which this interface is working, and I still have to do something on the interface, but if the program is corrupted, interface won't work. Now take for example our lives, right? Two aspects to this. The second one I will talk tomorrow, inshallah, bismillah ta'ala. But today, say I want business success. Right? We all want business success. Either in your career or you are working for somebody, so you want a great career path in that, or you're running your own business, so you want success in this business and so on. Now that is the user interface. So for the success in business, what must you do? Minimum, at least go to your shop and open it. There has to be some particular time. So every day I open my shop at 9 o'clock in the morning. You can't be, you know, one day you go at 9, one day you go at 10, one day you go at 12 and you say my business is not working. Your shop, it doesn't open, how will your business work? So you have to open the shop. Then the shop must have something in it. You just open the shop and there is no stock. So all of these we know. So I open the shop, nobody has to remind me. If I am serious about business, I will go open the shop. I will make sure that I have stock and so on and so forth. If it is something which is time sensitive, then I make sure that the stock is up to date as far as the expiries and so on are concerned. But then there is a hidden aspect, the program behind this. What we are talking about is the user interface. but the program behind this. And that program is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did I pray tahajjud or not? Did I make dua for success today or not? After Salatul Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who prays Salatul Fajr and then who sits in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah this is also true, even if you have, you know, if you didn't sit in the zikr, you maybe you slept for a while and then you wake up again, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Salatul Duha, which is Ishraq, which we pray before the sun goes up. Rasulullah said, you pray two rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the reward of one Hajj and one Umrah. And you pray another two rakat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes your kafil. He becomes responsible for you, your caretaker for all your work for the rest of that day, the whole day. Now, I want success in my business. Do I do this? Here is a guarantee from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will become your kafil. See, Allah is in any case in charge of what you are doing. So, it's not as if Allah is abandoning you. No, Allah won't abandon you. But the point is that somebody who makes an effort gets more. So, are we doing that? We want success in business. Like somebody says, if you say you want success, not only business, success. If you say you want success and you are not praying tahajjud, then you are not serious. Simple as that. If you say you want success and you are not praying tahajjud, then you are not serious. Maybe success in business, maybe success in education, whatever kind you define success. Whichever way you define success, whichever aspect of your life that applies to. Or you say to yourself, well, I don't mind failing here, it's okay. I really don't want success, it's okay, I'm okay with failing. What do you think? So, as far as technology is concerned, if I'm using the interface and I find it's not working, what do? I go to the program. I just fix this thing. If something is wrong with this, do something with it, change the motherboard, right? Reformat the whole thing, rewrite the program, uninstall this, reinstall it. We do all of this, which is all back office stuff, right? But if I'm not getting success in my life, what do? If I'm not getting success in my business, if I'm not getting success in my career, if I'm not getting success in whatever, what do? I keep pressing the same buttons on the user interface. I keep clicking the same things on you. I never go to the back of it and say, what is it happening? What is happening in the program which is causing this stuff? We don't ask this question. We say, no, this is nothing to do with which button I'm pressing here. Something is wrong with the program. Something is wrong with this thing behind, which needs to be fixed. We don't do that. Why? If that is the case, what does it say about our own iman itself? Because we begin with iman bil ghaib. We begin with iman bil ghaib. And if the ghaib is so ghaib for us that it does not exist, then what? If the ghaib is real to us, and that is the whole point. The whole point of iman bil ghaib is what? The ghaib must be real. I don't see it, but I believe it. I don't see the program, but I believe there is a program. I don't need convincing on that. You don't see the program, no? Even if you take this phone apart, you still won't see the program. This program is not sitting in the phone. Program is somewhere else. Isn't it? I mean, if you take this phone apart, go to a phone shop, take it apart, piece by piece by piece by piece, piece. You will only find hardware, nothing else. The motherboard is a board which has wires in it, which is all laminated. You still will not see the binary code that has been written on which this thing runs. It's not there in the phone. It's somewhere else. But you think I need convincing about that? If I needed convincing, you would say this man is stupid, he has got no education, he doesn't understand science, he doesn't understand technology. Yes, yes or no? But our ghaib, which is minallahi ta'ala jalla jalalu, that also we don't see. But do we act like we believe it is there? we need to ask ourselves question. بإذن الله تعالى more tomorrow if Allah wills. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.